Okay, good evening, everyone. We're going to be learning Hilchos Tefillas HaDerech tonight. We started a little bit yesterday, but let's start again from Sif Dalet. So we'll be discussing amongst the many halachas. We'll be learning many skulas, what is a person meant to do before he actually goes and he travels. How many times a day is a person meant to Tefillas HaDerech? And we're going to be learning when is the ideal time to actually say Tefillas HaDerech, at what point exactly. Big discussion with regards to London, and there'll be also otherwise. How much is a person meant to eat before he travels? Interesting one. All these halachas and more will be covered tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Sif Dalet, bottom line of page 276. Hayoy tzeladach, somebody who travels, his palel should daven yirotzem milfonechom, should be the will before you, Hashem. Elokeinu, our God, v'lekei avoseinu, should tolichenu l'shalom, take us leshalom in peace. V'tzoich la'omro beloshen rabim l'shub is said in plural. V'imefsha yamoid meleilech k'sheyemano, if it's possible, he should stop traveling, should stop and be static. Whilst it's v'zaderech, v'imoyoichev, if he's riding, ein tzoich leiret, he does not need to go down. In order to say it's v'zaderech, he can stay where he is. Okay, so we mentioned yesterday, Mishneh Berurah says the first interesting halacha, which says that you don't say leich beshalom, but say leich leshalom. Leich beshalom is an expression that is used if somebody's nifta. You say, that's it, leich beshalom, go. It's like a kind of goodbye, that's it, permanently. As opposed to leich leshalom is what we would call nowadays lechaim shalom. Travel safely, and hopefully going to see you soon. So that's the expression. So not to be confused. It's quite an embarrassing mistake to make. Okay, now the Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Yud Ches, which is the bottom line of page 276, says the following. Sifkot Yud Ches, v'tzorich, ubedi'eved, yotzo, afili mama, kol anusach, peloshen yochid. If a person says, yirotzoim, ilfonech, Hashem, lekein, legam, sinish, yitoy, lichei, ni, lesholoim, which is a singular form as opposed to Tolichei Nu. If you use that singular, Pediyavid Yoyotze. And in fact, this is an important halach that generally, if a person doesn't have the exact nusach of Tefillas HaDerech, what happens if a person travels and he hasn't got a siddur with him, for whatever the reason may be? He doesn't have a Tefillas HaDerech text with him. And he knows it roughly, plus minus, he knows it, but he doesn't know it word by word. He knows the first two lines, couple of lines at the end, the brach at the end, it's a bit vague, the middle part. Should he say it or not? Can he say it or not? What's the halacha? Good question. So, benching, Shmoneh Esrei, Tefillas HaDerech. It's not the Raisa, yeah. If you maybe without making up, but don't say Hashem's name. What do you say? Correct. Correct. So the Maisa, the poskim say very much that they say as long as you know the bracha at the end, and it's approximately there's words, it doesn't matter with the avet. So for instance, the exact example over here, if you said the nusach, you said in singular as opposed to you said Tolichei Ni, Tolichei Nu, you made a few mistakes, you even skip a few words in the middle, but you should still say it. You should still, yes, go for it and say it, although you're going to have a few mistakes in the middle. You should still be going to be Ebed, Yoetze, but you have it for the Sadech. Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot your test. The next, I think I may answer your question a little bit. He says as follows, you've got new test, Mishnah Berurah says, Le'omro, Perish, Kol HaNusach, Tefillas HaDerech, the entire Nusach, Tefillas HaDerech, needs to say in Loshen Rabim, Shemitoich Kach, Tefilosen, Ishmas, Yoyse, if you include yourself in a Rabim, if you include yourself amongst others, then Hashem is more likely to listen to your Tefillah. There are undoubtedly other Yidden going to be traveling at the same time. You may not know, but there are going to be other people traveling at the same time. If you include your tefillah to others, you join others, then your tefillah is more likely to be heard. Although you're traveling on your own, but you are, in some extent, if you include your tefillah with other people traveling as well, your tefillah is going to be more discoverable.
I think knows he's just by himself on the road.
But there's going to be somewhere there's going to be somebody else traveling. And you know what? Even if it's not the same minute, but if you are including others, other journeys in your tefillah, it's more likely to. Okay. Shemitoch kat frost nish mezi. V'shem sefer akone kosvu, temilasu snei nilechein yom abaloshin yochid. So instead of snei nu, you say snei ni, should be said loshin yochid. Good. Okay. Now, in Tzivkot and Chof, there is lots of interesting skullas with regards to traveling. Broshen Rabbim, v'davka b'tfilas ha'kvul ha'rabim, aval k'sha'ot m'ruet tzedavak k'sha'ez b'akosha b'ad atzma, yitzach l'ispal broshen Rabbim. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a private bakosha that you're davening to Hashem, that should be said in your own personal, that's Loshen Yochid, singular. But here, it's not a personal thing. You can't include to others. It's a fixed nusach. Fixed nusach always makes sense to do it in Loshen Rabbim. If it's not a fixed nusach, it's your own personal kind of tefillah, that you should say in Loshen Yochid. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, point number one, V'yasik b'toyre b'derech. First point the Mishnah Berurah says over here is the person when traveling should learn Torah. Don't say to yourself, well, I won't be able to concentrate properly, can't learn properly anyway now, so I might as well, you know, do other things. That's not the right approach. There's a big inyan, it's a very big inyan to learn whilst a person is traveling. It's a very big inyan, it's a very choshev inyan, and one should try to do that as much as possible.
What if you're
driving? That's right. If you're traveling, maybe not. Yes. Yeah. But if a person is a passenger, a person should always attempt to learn Torah as much as possible. Admittedly, it's not going to be a high quality learning. It's not going to be proper learning. It's going to be a lower level because you won't be able to concentrate as much as normally. But nevertheless, there's some element in learning and it's a very choshev thing. That's the post can write that, yeah. Yeah, for sure it is. For sure. Of course, if your person listens to a shir, it's actually a high quality learning, yeah. Probably, yeah, it probably includes that as well. The Balimus also say that if a person is engaged in learning, he's more likely not to make other kind of averas on the way. If a person is learning, is listening to a shiur, is learning, is more likely to keep his eyes and mouth in the right places. So, the Chazal say, somebody who travels, and he turns his heart to batola, to emptiness, he is in some ways, his mischai benafsho is guilty and his soul is guilty. In other words, a very sharp punishment. If you just waste your time whilst you have an opportunity of opening a safe, of listening to a shir, there's no excuse really, and a person should really, really be encouraged to do so. But, he says, have a lawyer ayin behalocha, but do not learn very deep matters in halocha, dilma osiri today. Because if a person is too engaged in learning, is trying to listen to that ever so complicated shir, that he's not really following it. If it's too complicated, a person is gonna, it might be a teared on him, he may even, if it's too heavy, it's not good, because you may miss your stop, it's not the right approach. It should be quite light, but a person should try to be engaged in learning as opposed to anything else. Okay. Here the Mogen Avraham adds, because of Mogen Avraham, the Efshav Yoshev HaGolovich Achem Manig Asusim Shor Yafilu B'Yun. He says, if you are very passive, if you have somebody driving you and you're just a very passive passenger, there you can even learn very deep matters because, you know, you somebody's driving you. But, okay. Now it continues, point number two. So point number one was a person should learn when he's traveling. Point number two. Oid Mashma B'Gmore. The mahalech baderech, somebody's traveling, tzorech leharev atzmo me'at. A person should starve himself a little bit. Ki asvia, if a person is overly full and satisfied, koshe oz leme'ayim, it's heavy on his stomach, b'pnei torech baderech, because of the journey. Don't travel after having this 5 kus lavish meal. It's the wrong way of going to travel. Have a light meal. You know, like the light meals, you should not be overly satisfied. Don't be with that full stomach that you just can't move. And you just can hardly move. That's, don't travel like that. So it's going to be too heavy. It's going to be heavy on your stomach. It's going to be heavy on you. So just have a light meal before you travel. Makes sense, Abba Isai? I think it makes sense, no? It makes a lot of sense. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says something else. I wonder what you think about this, Rabbi Yisai. Mishnah Berurah now adds the following halacha. V'yizoy kol adam shiloi pas. A person should travel with bread. V'yizoy Kol Adam Shei Eloi Pas. A person should be careful that when he travels, he should have bread. Afilu, even Hoylech B'mokim Korev, even if you go to a close destination, over B'mokim in a place, the Shchiach Pas, that you can easily access bread, it could ki kama pa'omim, it could be potentially sheikrim mikrois, there could be some accidents happening, there could be something happening on the way, you're going to be stuck without bread, you're going to be hungry. So therefore, a person should always travel with a sandwich. I mean, it's always, you know, we always know how they eat and travel, and it's like always bags of sandwiches, and you always wonder how are they going to eat all that in these 2 hours, and how are they going to go through all those bags of food. I'm no different. We also travel with them. But it's, you know, the concept of tzeitel aderech, the concept of tzeitel aderech, of taking some food with. And the truth is that we can't really, if you travel to, you travel a lot, on the train, occasionally. We can't really get anything on the way. You know, they're passing on the train, they're passing with the trolley. You can't really get anything. So, it's...
You can't make a
brook
in the toilet,
that's right. You make absolutely right, absolutely correct. Right. Now, I wonder, does this really mean pas literally means bread? Does it really literally mean bread? Or could it be a packet of, you name it. Could it be biscuits? Could it be a packet of biscuits as well? Or is it specifically pas? Mishnah Berurah says pas, bread. Does he mean bread or does he just mean food?
They say the example of bread by the meal, though.
Right. You probably say that probably means bread proper. Yeah. Yeah, Rabbi said, do you think that it's specifically, he says bread? Yeah, do you think that, do you all agree? Now, what happens if it's just for a day trip? You normally come back in the evenings or you stay overnight?
Come back in the evenings.
If you're going back the same day, does that refer to that as well? Or not?
About this yesterday, you meant to say the same day. Are you talking about the evening or the very next day?
Yeah, I'm
the day.
It's, yeah. So the halacha is really, what do you think? If you're coming back in the evening late, 10, 11 o'clock, you're not really hungry. You had a good breakfast, say, and you're going to be busy all day anyway. You won't have a chance to eat, assumingly. Are you meant to take bread with sandwiches with or not? You're going to be home for supper. Definitely. Yeah. Right. So I think, I agree with you, I think that definitely the morale of this halacha, the yisod of this halacha, the rationale of this halacha is, that could be there's going to be an accident, and it could be there's going to be a massive delay in the train. You know, you're going to be a massive rain. Instead of being home at 11, you're going to be home. You know, these things happen, that there's a massive, massive delay with the trains because of some sort of accident, and then you're going to, so therefore the halacha is yes, even if you're intending to come back the same evening, now, halacha is that one should try to take some proper food with. Now, the Mishmur adds another halacha here. Okay, that's point number two. So point number one is you should learn on the way. Point number two was try to take bread with. Point number three, if nochon, it is proper. So it's not halacha, it is proper. Lekol yirei shemaim, anybody's got fear of heaven, should. Beis etziosoi, as he leaves, he should. When he travels, a person should always travel with talis and tefillin with. A person should always travel with talis and tefillin. Even if he's going to a close destination, and his intention, his intention is to come back that very day. Why is that? Pen lest it could be. Yikra is a mikra. It could be that chas v'shalom is going to be a massive delay. And he won't have talis and tefillin, he's going to be matal the mitzvah. Therefore, a person should always take his talis and tefillin with. Mishnah Berurah continues, U'bavonoseinu rabim, with our great averus, yesh over drachim, there are people who are business people, they're traveling a lot, she'ein loik chinim on afilu tefillin, don't take talis and tefillin with, v'soim chin atzmon, and they're relying, she'bederech yishonu me'acherim, they're relying that I'm going to find already somebody on the way. I'll in Petersburg. I'll find the eat. I'll find people around. Shouldn't be a problem. I'm going to borrow their tefillin and talis. Saves me the schlepping. The avoinam God laver is very great. It's a very great aver to take that approach. Ki harbe pa'omim. It's very likely. It happens occasionally. Shali deze oivrim zman kriyash mavet tefillin. They're going to be looking and searching for talis and tefillin, and because of that, they are going to miss Savzman Tefillah, because they're not going to accessing their Talashman Tefillin. They wait. They search and they try to get Talashman Tefillin, and it's taking hours to, and they sometimes don't get Talashman Tefillin in time for Savzman. Additionally, an additional reason why you should take your own talisman filling, shalokhin filling, nimashibob yodam, they often when they travel, they just take talisman filling, but which from any people, ve'ein makpidim, and they're not careful, makesh shel roish, hu lefimida midosu oiloi. They're not careful as to whether the tefillin actually fits them. It could be much too big, and therefore they're not going to be yotzei mitzvah. It could be like going down. Or it could be too tight, doesn't fit them either, and it doesn't fit them to measure. It's quite a business to untie the tefillin and getting the right size exactly. So therefore, people are not bothering to do that. And therefore, what happens is that if they fail to take talis and tefillin with, sometimes they're getting tefillin which is not the right size, not fulfilling the mitzvah. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, a person is urged, if it's got Yirat Shemayim, to take Talisman Tefillin with, even if it's going to a close destination. Rabbi Yisai, what do you think about that? Make sense?
I'd be reluctant, knowing me, I'd probably leave it on the train.
Very good, that's a good point. I hear that, I really hear that.
And they lost it, and the guy could have picked it up and then just, dumped it or whatever.
Yeah.
But there was a risk,
Yeah, no, I hear that. We've all heard of people who've forgotten their talis and fill in the train. It happens. I mean, apparently when you go to the lost property in wherever it may be, apparently you'll find dozens and dozens and dozens of tefillin there. So I hear, I don't know. I hear that. It's well known that Chazanish was very, very makpid. Chazanish would even go, apparently, to very, very close destinations, really close destinations. He'd go and he would come back really literally hours later. He would normally be seen to take his talisman tefillin with, just in case. Now that's in the 1950s, where I suppose transportation and traveling was a bit more complicated nowadays. But nevertheless, I hear that point. I hear that. That's very extreme. It's very extreme. But the idea of taking, of making sure to have talisman tefillin, whatever happens, we hear that. Do you think this halacha may have changed nowadays? Do you think that something has changed, or do you think it's same still nowadays? What do you think about this Mishnah Berurah? If you go for the day to to the coast for the day, that's right. Yeah, you take your talisman tefillin with, just in case. And people don't really do it so much. Yeah. Yeah.
You'll find a
Chabad somewhere, yeah. It's true, but I wonder if that's what the Mishnah Berurah means over here, that they may not be the right size, and you can't always rely on it. So, I think the point is a valid point, that the Mishnah Berurah is a valid point. Okay.
Travel was much more problematic in those days.
There was much more?
Problematic in those days.
Easier to get stuff
in the iron stuff. Yeah. 20s, 30s. Yeah, it's true. It would be harder to access. To transportation and traveling was much more complex than it is nowadays. Yeah, that's true as well. Okay, Sif Hey in Shulchan Aruch. Enter Chloima Oiso Elopam Achas B'Yoyim. A person should only say Tefillas Adech once a day. Afilim Yonuach Beir Beim Tzayoyim. Even if you stop midway, you have a couple of hours break, and you carry on the journey afterwards. You won't say Tefillah Sadech a second time round, if it's that very day. You're going to rely on Tefillah Sadech, you said, in the morning. But if you decided, I'm going to stay over here, I'm going to stay here, I'm settling down over here for the day, that's it now. If you decided to stay there, and afterwards, Nimlach, you changed your mind, and you decided, you decided, actually, I'm not going to stay overnight. I'm actually going to try, I'm going to continue my journey. Or, you decide suddenly, I don't like this place, I'm going back home. You suddenly decided. So, what initially you thought you're going to stay there for a night, you made a decision, I'm staying here. But then you changed your mind, and you continued your journey. Then, you're going to say, Tefillah Sadech again. The reason is, what's going on in Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Your Tefillah Sadech covers you for what your intention was. When you once had an intention, I'm staying here now, so that Tefillah Sadech, as it were, got lost. That you finished off. It's as if you made a full stop to that Tefillah Sadech. If you now wish to continue, you're going to have to send your tefillah sadech, even though it's the same day. You broke it off. You finished it. It's discontinued now.
When do you say tefillah
sadech? We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. When is the right time to? We'll get to that, Mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah of God Chov Dalet tells us, Perish b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every day you're going to say tefillah sadech, kol zman shubadech, m'chuyiv loyim roysa. That's important. Somebody travels to, he takes a car and he wants to travel all the way till he's going to France by car. It takes him a couple of days. He's going to Spain. He's going to Italy and it's taking him, how many days will that take him? It's going to take him a few days. So that is one long journey, but you're going to end up saying every single day you're going to say tefillah sadech. Because every morning when you wake up, you're going to have to say, oh, when you travel, you're going to have to say a new tefillah sadech. So whilst it is true that you say, whilst it's true that when you stop, and you continue, you're going to say new tefillah sadech. So here is similar to that. Really, is that every day, if you wait after every day, it's one long ongoing journey. But since there was a night in between, every day you're going to say new tefillah sadech until you reach destination. Does that make sense?
So if you're on a cruise,
good question. A cruise, good question.
Are you stopping at different destinations
each day? Yeah. What do you think? I think you're gonna say every day I need tefillah sadech. What do you think? I'm not so experienced in cruises. Not yet. What do you think? Would you say every day? A cruise? So if you go out, then it's a new.
It's a cruise.
Why should it be different than somebody who's traveling? Somebody's driving down to Italy. Why should it be different?
Because there's no end destination.
To some extent it is. It's destinations. It just happens to be a relaxed kind of atmosphere. But
7-day journey, London to New York, non-stop. So every day, one continuous journey.
Yeah, you're going to say every day tefillah sadech.
Yes, a new journey. Every day is a new journey, isn't
it? Yeah.
One day is one journey, next day is another journey. Same to a destination, but still a new journey.
You're going to say tefillah sadech every day. Yeah. So a person should say, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, good. Just to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem, we learned Hilchas Tefillah Sadech, and we learned that a person should say Tefillah Sadech Loshen Rabim. Not singular, it should be Loshen Rabim. We said a person should ideally be static when he says Tefillah Sadech. We learned the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person, B'dievet said the wrong Nusach, B'dievet is Yotze. We learned that a person should be learning Torah when he travels. We learned that a person should be a little bit hungry, or at least not totally oversatisfied when he travels. We learned the person should take bread with him when he travels. A person should also, Yeshemam, should take talis and tefillin with when he travels. We learned the person says tefillah sadech once a day, unless he decided to make a stop and then he changed his mind and continues. If he really decided, he changed his mind and he really changed his mind, he's continuing his journey now, he's going to say new tefillah sadech, although it's the same day. And we also learned that a person will say, if it's an ongoing long journey, which taking a few days, he's going to say tefillah sadech every single day. That's it for tonight, and looking forward to continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.